WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward,
you're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
We are gathered here to mourn the loss of an unfortunate soul. He was destroyed this evening by one Braun Strowman. That poor, poor soul is everyone's hero, the savior, the star of the future, Roman Reigns. He is no more. As it was pronounced on Wikipedia, at 10.07 p.m. Eastern, he was dead.
Not really.
Sadly, no, this is not true. But he did get murdered by Murder Speed. That's for sure.
Oh my God, did he ever.
This is the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by Gerwick.net and Wrestling Finger Photography. Follow during the day, Instagram.com/MBG1211. And that's where we need to start. I'm Sir Rockin. That's Lindsay Ward. You all know this by now. Oh my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. What in the world?
Well, this was definitely one of the more interesting Monday Night Raws that we've had in recent memories. I will say that. We need to start there.
We're going to start there. Okay, so Roman Reigns was doing a promo and he was, you know, doing the babyface promo, not being a heel, as per usual, with Michael Cole. And he basically said this is his yard now, and which he said before, he's the big dog or whatever. And then, out of nowhere, came Braun Strowman. Cool. So he grabs him, he beats him down, tosses him into the wall, and then tosses him over, like, a makeup thing, which is a really stacked high, bunch of cases, and over into a table. Cool. That's a great angle right there. Roman's laid out. Fantastic. I'd be okay with that, right? That'd be cool. But he was not done. EMTs check on him, and he continues. He then rams a production case into Roman's head. Okay. He's down. He's out. Really cool segment. Braun was not done. To the point where Braun shows up. Roman is strapped now into the stretcher. And Braun now drags him away. As the fans in the background are chanting, "You deserve it, ch-ch-ch-ch. You deserve it, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch." And then he shoves him off, like the platform into the parking lot, so it's like a, I guess, 7-10 foot drop, as is attached to the stretcher. Cool. This was an amazing angle. But they
wait. There's more.
There's more. So he's loaded into the stretcher, and stretcher into the ambulance. And then Braun Strowman shows up. And every time Braun showed up, the fans went crazy. The pop you heard in the background, because they had the arena crowd up, it's like, was amazing. He was the most over babyface in the world, even though he's the monster heel. So, he beats him up in the ambulance, closes the doors on the ambulance, and then he pushes the ambulance over onto its side. Like, holy you know what.
I mean, it was complete smoke and mirrors, but yeah, it was very, very impressive looking.
Because there's many points you could just stop the angle. It's like, okay, that's cool.
No, because, yeah, and it's like, but no, you had to go all the way. You had to have Braun Strowman flip a full-sized ambulance on Monday Night Raw.
Braun power.
I mean, it was like, dude is a beast. A legit beast.
It's like you built a legitimate star right there for destroying Roman Reigns, who they were still portraying as the babyface, because no heel gets laid out like this. Actually, I take that back. The last heel to get laid out by like this was back in 1997, and his name was Bret Hart. Because that was an infamous angle where Bret was strapped into the stretcher, and Austin pulls him out and just beats on him as he's tied up into a stretcher. But since then, 20 years later, in fact...
Might be 20 years to the day.
It may be 20 years to the day. It may legit be 20 years to the day. Or within the... I don't know if it's a day, but it's close. It's very close. Within 2-3 weeks. I don't know for sure, but that's a thing. Anyway, thoughts? Because I'm going to look this up really quick.
To me, this was really, really well done for Braun. Like, this made Braun look amazing. I don't know what this does for Roman. I mean, it's like you've got him sitting there cutting the babyface promo, and it could be maybe the crowd chanting "you deserve it" and all this other stuff is what turns Roman heel. But it just feels like no matter what they do, Roman is just in that spot to be booed. Like, that's just the thing. People are going to boo him. They're going to chant against him. They're going to do everything they can do. Because they're going to show that they don't want him, basically. Or it's the cool thing to do to boo Roman Reigns, whichever you feel. So it's like, you know, never in the 17 years that I've been watching wrestling, I don't think I've ever heard anybody get a reaction like that from a beatdown. That was a babyface. Heel? Yes. Babyface? No. Never. I mean, that's just like, ouch, that's harsh. That was really, really, really harsh. Especially when they were like, one more time. It's like, aw, y'all, that's mean. That's really mean.
So, as the intern found out, and I found out, April 21st, 1997.
So, 11 days off.
11 days, 20 years ago, in 11 days.
That's insane.
That is really, really insane. So, yeah, this was an amazing angle. I don't know what this does for Roman unless you put him on SmackDown.
The only thing I can figure is this gets him off TV for a couple weeks, lets him cool down, and then you have him show up as a surprise on SmackDown Live. Because with the moves that were made on Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, poor SmackDown, got absolutely pillaged. You need to move some star power back over to SmackDown. And honestly, putting Roman over there would help him, because it gets him out of that 3-hour Monday Night Raw spotlight and could kind of give him, like, take a little bit of pressure off of him. And also, it just mixes it up for him.
So we had a whole discussion last night on WTR. It's like, you don't... The Roman is the glass ceiling, so wherever you put him is there. And we were worried about guys like Dean Ambrose and The Miz and Bray Wyatt. They're all now on Raw. Spoiler, they're all on Raw now. We'll tell you exactly how they got there in a moment. But that glass ceiling is there, so it was removed, so you could put Roman there, and it separates everybody.
And answer LeMans, yeah, people will still hate him, but it's almost the Cena effect at this point, because Roman, I think, has officially overtaken Cena as the number one merch seller.
Full-time merch seller.
So, it's the Cena effect, where people are going to cheer him and people are going to boo him, but one of the things that I think helped John Cena was being on SmackDown relatively early on in his career, and then they sent him to Raw, and he was on Raw for forever. But one of the things that sort of helped him was being on SmackDown. And Roman, at this point, needs to get off Raw. Because he's really, aside from Braun, he's really been kind of sort of just drifting. And it's like, no feud has really stuck for him.
And you only need one drifter on a brand.
Yep.
And Monday Night Raw has its drifter, as he drifted in during Nia Jax and Charlotte, and then later on during the Hardy Boys entrance, we saw the drifter appear.
Love how they did this. Love how he just casually walked through the crowd. It was so awesome.
So I missed him the first time during Nia and Charlotte, but I saw the crowd, like, turn their attention. And then you see the gif on everyone on Twitter's like, was that the drifter? And it's like, there's the gif. He's walking through. It's like, oh, cool. There you go. So he
that's a way to debut somebody.
So it's like, something happened. Because you saw, I watched security walk over. It's like, huh? Okay, then. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, there's so much that happened. All right, we're going all over the place. So Nia beat Charlotte, which means Charlotte's probably heading to SmackDown.
Yep.
You have her put over the new monster on Raw. We'll get more with Nia here in a minute. You had Finn Balor beat Jinder Mahal. No real surprise. But after Finn Balor beat Jinder Mahal, someone appeared. His name was Bray Wyatt. He came on the screen, and he's now back on Raw. But he didn't come empty-handed. He said he brought the gift of payback, as he said the world will be able to watch him torture Randy Orton in his House of Horrors. And then he turned his attention to Balor and told him to watch himself, because he certainly will be. Because Monday Night Raw, I'm here.
This was a surprise. This was a huge surprise. I don't think a lot of people were expecting Bray to move, simply because he's in the title picture with Orton, so it's like you're not going to move him and take him out of that. Plus, removing some other people off of SmackDown would give Bray really a chance to shine, more so than he has. So this is, when Bray turned up, it's like, holy crap. And this is one of the things that monopolized our conversation for like 50 minutes, was what's going on with Bray, because now it's, is he going for the SmackDown title? Is he not going for the SmackDown title? Like, what is going on with this? And as Rock told me, it's like, you know, some storylines are going to get screwed up because of this. Well, here's your first one with Bray and Orton.
Because I heard earlier today, oh yeah, they're planning it for the SmackDown pay-per-view. Okay, cool. It's like, okay, I don't expect Bray on the show. And then Bing Bam Boom, he says payback, and oh, Bing Bam Boom, it's now Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton for the WWE title at Payback in House of Horrors.
Which is weird.
It's weird. It's very weird.
And also, I think it kind of telegraphs that Bray isn't going to win because Brock's the Raw champion.
But the result of a loss leads to Bray Wyatt and Finn Balor.
Which I'm fine with. If Finn costs Bray, I'm completely 100% fine with that, because then we get Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt, and holy crap, I am ready for that.
And that's not just going to be one match. Oh, no, 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 no. That's going to be a series of things. And that's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be real good. Let me answer. Lesnar could. But here's the thing with Lesnar. He's a red strap. So unless they're making a blue strap for the Universal title, they could, because I told Lindsay, you do not put the red strap on the WWE title, because then just everyone will think it's the Universal title. So you can leave that black. But you can make a blue strap. That's fine. But can't make the WWE title red, because that would be way too confusing.
Yeah.
Since the belts look exactly the same.
Yep.
So, there is all that. So it was really cool that Bray was there. Really cool. Really, really cool.
I'm excited.
It's a really good thing. So Austin Aries versus TJ Perkins happened. Before the match, Neville was sort of playing mind games with TJ Perkins, and said, you know, look, everything that's happened for me and stuff like that. And he was trying to sort of get into TJ's head to sort of destroy Austin Aries. So TJ wins, and then he actually did it. He laid out Austin Aries after the match as Neville looked on approvingly. I thought it was nice.
They're doing something different with Perkins, which is fine by me.
Because the crowd's been against him for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this, out of everyone, they've got one guy they're booing, Yarsh turning, but Roman, the biggest guy who gets booed, you're keeping face.
Well, let's see where this goes.
Logic. I'm just throwing out logic. But yeah, I liked how this angle worked. Because you needed another, had to turn TJ. It just sort of had to be a thing. Biggie. So, New Day was taking on the Revival. Kofi Kingston is hurt. Thank you, Brent, for that one.
Well done, Brent.
That's a hashtag blame Brent for you. So, in honor of Kofi not being there, they bring up a blow-up doll. Biggie, please do not have sex with the blow-up doll on national television.
He really wants to.
he was swiveling his hips around with the doll. I'm just saying, he wanted some loving with the doll. Just saying. Woods was trying to be all impressive, maybe on their final night on Raw. He does this diving elbow from the top rope diving elbow where he comes onto the part of the rope and then dies. He missed completely. He came up like 2 feet short, but then he just sort of scurried his way over with the elbow on it. But then he got caught in an amazing shatter machine. Revival picked up the win. But the finish was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really good. Let's talk about things. So, someone who is not moving to SmackDown Live is Seth Rollins. He came to the ring and talked about how we finally slayed the king at WrestleMania. And then he said what happened with Stephanie, and he knows it's going to be hard on him, but he took the easy way out the last time when he joined the Authority. He's not taking any easy ways out this time. Instead, he wants to stay on Raw. And Kurt Angle came out and basically said, Stephanie wants you gone, but after I watch WrestleMania, I'm keeping you. As long as I'm general manager, you will be on my show. So there you go. Afterwards, Kurt starts to walk out and Seth Rollins walks out. Rollins gets jumped by Samoa Joe and he lays him out. It was really cool to see Joe and Angle in the WWE ring. Not gonna lie, that was really cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. That was a nice little moment.
One of the men who are now on Monday Night Raw is Curt Hawkins. His moment lasted about a minute when he got knocked out by the Big Show. Welcome to Raw, Curt Hawkins.
Ding!
You're now joined by Heath Slater, Rhino, Kalisto, and Apollo Crews.
Thank God they moved Kalisto to Raw. Now he can be with the Cruiserweights.
And Apollo Crews got off of SmackDown because he could never, ever get on SmackDown.
Which I hope they push the crap out of Apollo Crews. Like, I really, really do.
They kind of need to at this point. If not, then he's just sort of wasted away there. So we mentioned the Hardy Boys and the Drifter. Hardy Boys team with Sheamus and Cesaro, a.k.a. Suits and Kilts, to take on Gallows, Anderson, and the Shining Stars. Matt Hardy is playing 5 different versions of himself. It's kind of amazing. Hardy's won. Team Hardy's won. Nothing really to add to that one. Is there?
No, not really.
So,
other than we got Suits and Kilts.
We got Suits and Kilts. So another name we mentioned earlier on was The Miz. So Monday Night Raw opened with John Cena's music, and Miz and Maurice came out dressed as Cena and Nikki. They did more of their imitations, which is great. The robotic voice and everything like that, which was awesome. And then Dean Ambrose's music hit, so now Dean's on Monday Night Raw. Okay, out of nowhere, but cool. And then Dean was playing it up like it's actually Cena and Nikki. He's like, oh, cool, we're all together, cool, this is great. And then Miz let them in on the fact that, well, this is a spoof. We're not actually Cena and Nikki. We're dressed up as them. And Dean was taking shots at, you know, Miz's movie and whatever before that. And it's like, okay. So Miz talked about the Heather Day Cup, L and the Superstar Shake Up Ron and Raw. And Maurice took off her wing. And Dean's like, well, if that's the case. And he hits him with the Dirty Deeds.
This was hilarious. I love that they just, like, play it up. Oh, somebody's disguised as this person, so they're automatically this person. And then the wig comes off. It's like, oh, you're actually Maurice, and you're actually Miz. Okay, in that case, boom. I love that they play this up with people. It's hilarious. It's just, especially when it's like somebody dressed up as Nikki Bella, and technically John Cena, but mainly Nikki Bella. Because first it was Breezy Bella, and now it's Breeze as Bella?
It was first Breeze Bella, then it became Bella, Breezy Bella. I don't know. A lot of Bellas.
Anyway. This was awesome.
And it was amusing how that they were really talking up the engagement and the ring. No?
Oh, you want me to bring that up?
It's up to you.
So, this was brought up on Tumblr. Had to go back and re-verify it. There is a very mysterious object on Dean Ambrose's finger that has not been there for the past few weeks. And it kind of looks like a wedding band, though it can't be confirmed whether it's a rubber band, a wedding band, or a hair band, or whatever. It mysteriously does look like a wedding ring, but what do I know? So, could Dean and Renee have gotten married last week? Who knows? Tune into SmackDown, where we are going to be, like, examining, or not SmackDown, but are we pre-taping, or are we, like, doing this live?
To be determined. Stay tuned, people.
We're doing a thing for SmackDown. We'll let you know if it's going to be live or not. But yeah, we're going to be scrutinizing Renee Young's hand like mofos to find out what's going on with this. Because it's like somebody brought it on Tumblr like, wait, is Dean wearing a ring? Because it's just kind of weird that he would loop a rubber band around that finger on that hand, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just a little weird to me. But it could be a rubber band. I don't know. But it looks like a wedding ring. It really kind of does. Just saying.
Kurt Angle told Sami Zayn, there's a lot of interest in you going to SmackDown. And Sami was like, a lot of interest? Oh, can I have more information? He didn't give any information. Miz and Maurice walked in and they sort of set up a match for later, which happened, which saw Sami Zayn pick up the unexpected win over the Miz.
So could Sami Zayn be headed to SmackDown? Because Daniel Bryan desperately wants to adopt him.
He desperately, desperately does. So, it was announced that Bayley was going to come out to the ring to talk. First out came Sasha Banks. She introduced her best friend, Bayley. So they came in, they hugged, and Bayley thanked the fans and talked about her having a WrestleMania moment. And then Sasha was like, WrestleMania to go away, she planned, but she wanted to congratulate her on the biggest moment of her career. But that moment was over. Because I want... And then Alexa Bliss came out to a thunderous ovation from the crowd.
Yeah, it's like, there you go, Alexa.
And when Alexa was in the ring and started talking, and the fans started cheering, she's like, I don't need your approval. She talked about the Bayley-Sasha story is over, the side little side thing they're doing. And Alexa said she was there to take over the women's division and proclaimed that she has arrived on Raw and left all the SmackDown drama behind. Not so fast. Mickie James is now on Monday Night Raw. She was a 6-time women's champion, the only one, and now is back on Raw. She said Bliss's nightmare has just begun. As she said that, Nia Jax attacked Mickie James. Mickie is down. Nia gets in the ring. Alexa shoves Banks into Nia. Nia lays out Sasha. Then she lays out Bayley. And then Nia leaves. Alexa and Nia share a look. Alexa's on Raw. I'm cool with this. I mean, I'm not, but I'm cool with it in general, kind of. I like it, but I don't. Because I liked her on Talking Smack and SmackDown. But if she's going to be one of the top heels on Raw, I'm okay with this.
I'm 100% fine with this if she's going to be one of the top heels on Raw. Like, completely, utterly fine with this.
Because it really much appears that Charlotte's heading to SmackDown.
As long as they let Alexa shine like they have on SmackDown, I'm fine with it. Like, if they try to water her down, I'm going to be really upset.
But I don't expect her to be watered down.
No. I mean, she's made leaps and bounds since arriving on SmackDown, and I think they know what they have in her. I think they know she's a star, and that's why she got moved to Raw. It's like, it seems like all the talent, for the most part, that has grown and changed and really come into their own on SmackDown got moved to Raw. It's like, these people are in a good place, so we're going to move them to the A show and have them on the A show, and the people that we feel like need work or can improve are going to get sent to SmackDown to be made stars, and they'll continue to do that cycle, where they're going to, which is what they used to do in the past, which is SmackDown was the show that made stars.
Edge, John Cena, Eddie Guerrero, you name it.
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar, yeah.
I mean, all those guys were made, and more
Randy
were made
Randy,
on...
Randy Orton.
Randy Orton were all made on SmackDown, and then they got sent over to Raw when they were ready to go. So you cut your teeth on SmackDown, and then you get sent to the main show, and if you don't work out on the main show, then you go back to SmackDown.
To answer King Kittens, the people who actually showed up on Raw, not the person with the graphic.
I said for the most part.
People not with the graphic. People who actually made an appearance. Just saying. So, anyway, for the most part. Dana Brooke was in backstage. She was reading a book, How to Be Your Own Protege, when her former protege, Emma, showed up. And Emma's like, come on, let's go. And Dana's like, no, no, no. But Emma's like, I'm here to pick up the pieces after Charlotte dumped you. Dana's like, Emma was having an identity crisis. You were Emma, Emmalina? And it's like, just, it's Emma. Brooke said the entire women's division has gotten better when Emma wasn't gone, including her.
Oh, Dana. Oh, Dana, you tried.
Just saying. And then our main event, it was Kevin Owens, Dean Ambrose. It was everything you expect. A really good match between the two, with Dean Ambrose picking up the clean win with a dirty deeds. We were all waiting for it, waiting for it. Here's the big final surprise. It was Jericho.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were expecting Styles, but it's like, no.
Because AJ was coming. Like, that was the big name. It was the one name everyone was confirmed, thought was confirmed. But AJ Styles is not there. Jericho came out, laid out Kevin Owens with a codebreaker, and that's how we ended Monday Night Raw. There was no AJ Styles.
I think it's going to come out that a lot of decisions were made today, because I think pretty much everybody was at Raw tonight, that it's a lot of game day decisions were made in terms of who was going where to keep the leaks down. Although there were some people that were confirmed, like Alexa, who everybody pretty much knew was going to come over to Raw. It's like, okay, well, we're going to make you think this person's coming and we're actually going to take this person, because now it's, well, who does SmackDown get, because now basically SmackDown has been pillaged and Raw has to return the favor and give back people to SmackDown in order for SmackDown to line up to Raw, essentially. So who does SmackDown get? That's a $64,000 question.
Kevin Owens, Charlotte, New Day. They all lost clean tonight.
Roman?
That is the million-dollar question. And eventually, at some point, we're going to cover it.
At some point, we're going to cover it. There is no rack this week, so in honor of Superstar Shakeup, because we have to talk about it, we will be doing some form of coverage on SmackDown. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. No word yet on whether it's going to be live or not. Stay tuned to our Twitters and our Facebooks and all our social medias, and we'll let you know what's going on there. And where can they find them?
Twitter.com/Rack Radio Show, Facebook.com/Rack Radio Show, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, Twitter.com/Wild Talk Radio. That work?
Ding.
So stay tuned for all that. Tomorrow night, there will be a live show. It's called WTR Sims, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/Rack Radio Show. That is for sure. That is confirmed. As she mentioned, there's no live Rack Thursday, but on Thursday, you will be able to check out the Rack Extra Total Diva Season 6, Episode 12. Episode 11 is now available.
Don't call me a slacker. I'm going to go see NXT. I am doing a live on the spot Rack correspondence thing Thursday.
Whatever she says.
I will be at NXT in Atlanta.
Yeah, she is.
I'm doing a wrestling thing.
She's going to be at wrestling. We'll probably do something on it too at some point.
We are? So you're telling me I can't get drunk?
I said at some point, not that day. Like, you know, maybe on the returning live show.
You expect me to remember by then?
She'll tell you about her experience at some point on the rack something. Eventually. We're making plans on air. It's fun. Saturday Night Midnight is a secret. You know. We're doing fast foods on the Greater Than Great Debate. Go listen to last week's episode where we talked hockey players. Had Jabber read off names and Tim have convulsions because we were picking the wrong people. It's Cibrito, Saturday Night Midnight, Cibrito Live, Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Sunday is still up in the air. Maybe there's a show, maybe there isn't. Who knows? Tune in and find out. Stay tuned to their social medias at WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and on Twitter. I can confirm we will be back next Monday night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airways for the Raw Post Show. As mentioned, Wild Talk Radio on the Twitters. Rack Radio Show on the Twitters. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Go.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWARD. Go to my website, segwarddesigns.com. If you like my work, if you'd like to view my work, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters.
Skirwork.net, wrestling figure photography. Follow Journey Day, Instagram.com/MBG1211. Again, this is a great time to be on social media, at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show. Follow, like it, you know the deal. We'll see you when we see you right here along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.